reviewer today is Adrian Hardingham from Unity Books, Wellington. Kia ora, Adrian. Welcome.
Hello.
The book you've been reading for us is The Passenger by Ulrich Alexander Boschwitz, and I think with a translator, Philip Boom.
That's right. It's a novel originally published in 1939, although it was never published in the author's native language of German. The book was rediscovered recently and finally published in German in 2018 to great acclaim. So this is the new English translation of that. It's a sort of part thriller, part Kafka, but it's really wholly engaging. It's the story of a few days in the life of Otto Silbermann, who's caught up in the events in Berlin of Kristallnacht in November 1938. Silbermann's a prosperous business owner, a decorated World War I veteran. He's of Jewish ancestry, but considers himself very much a German, married to Efrida, a Protestant German, and they have a son who's already escaped to Paris. Otto's not oblivious to the increasing problems for Jews in Germany. In fact, he despairs at the large letter J stamped on his passport and is trying to get travel documents to leave. But he feels his position as a respectable member of the German middle class, and the fact that he lives in a civilized middle European country protects him and his family. And then one November night, there's a banging on the door. Silbermann escapes out the back, leaving his home and his wife. He spends the bulk of this frantic, pacey novel in hotels, cafes, and most often on trains, travelling around Germany, trying to avoid being noticed and work out his best next move. He takes a lot of train journeys in this novel. In what is only a few days, he takes overnight trains in and out of Berlin, travelling up to the Belgian border, thinking he can cross it illegally to his wife's hometown, despite knowing his brother-in-law wouldn't help him. He attempts to rejoin his wife to get cash to make help with his journey and to meet up with sympathetic non-Jewish friends. And the escape to Germany seems from Germany seems increasingly futile. Ulrich Boschwitz wrote this novel in about 4 weeks, so it's quite a frantically written novel in late 1938, following reports of Kristallnacht. That was the night in Germany where Jewish homes, synagogues, and businesses were ransacked and Jews attacked and arrested by the SA and German civilians. It's said this novel may, in fact, be the first literary account of the pogroms of November 1938. On the surface, it's a thriller, a kind of Hitchcockian man-on-the-run story, but literary comparisons can be made with Kafka. Silbermann has very futile journeys in an almost surreal landscape, and to early 20th century spy adventure writers like John Buchan, or perhaps Somerset Maugham's Ashendon stories, or even early Graham Greene. Almost as interesting as the novel, which is very, very interesting, is the author's story. Boschwitz was from a well-to-do, respected family. He didn't consider himself a Jew, much like his character Silbermann. His father, who had died a few months before his birth, was a converted Jewish physician and businessman. Boschwitz and his mother left Germany in the wake of the 1935 Nuremberg laws that institutionalized discrimination against the Jews, although it seems a more direct reason may have been the murder of his mother's brother, who was killed in the street after declaring the new laws of the Nazi regime were invalid. The Boschwitzes left their house and their assets and began their exile through Norway, Sweden, Luxembourg, Belgium and France. And it was during these years that Boschwitz began to write. In 1939, he travelled to England, and that year, The Passenger was published in English, first as The Man Who Took Trains and then in the United States as The Fugitive. A short while after he arrived in London and thought he had reached safety, the war broke out and he and his mother were arrested, as were most Germans who had fled to Britain, even if they were Jewish or opponents of the Nazi regime. Boschwitz was sent to a prison camp in Australia in 1940, and during the 2 years there, continued to write and began to revise The Passenger. He was released in 1942 and requested to return to Europe. He set sail on October 29, 1942. The ship was hit with two torpedoes fired from a German submarine, and 362 passengers drowned, including Boschwitz. So a sort of tragic story for him. But back to the book, it's really, really interesting. Some of the more interesting parts of it are Otto Silbermann, the main character. He's not a particularly sympathetic person. He seems disdainful of some of the people he meets, particularly working class people. And he's embarrassed and fearful when he meets other Jewish people when he's on the run. He feels they look too Jewish, which is a nice sign of how the Nazi ideas had permeated even his thinking. He thinks they'll draw attention to him. But he does recognize it in himself, and he's embarrassed at this. He's not the traditional hero. He's very uncertain. He second-guesses himself all the time. He boards a train with one purpose and loses hope on the way and turns around and comes back. His movements are almost aimless by the end. The novel's really quite prescient. In the novel, a waiter says to Silverman, it would be better if Jews were forced to place a yellow ribbon around their arm to prevent any confusion. But this was written a year before the Polish Jews were forced to wear yellow patches and about 3 years before the Jews of Germany were forced to do so. In another way, there's a sort of brutal irony in Silverman trying to use trains as escape. Silverman really feels safer when he's on board. But of course, unknown to the author, trains were not this later in the war, where they became the image of death camps. In the end, this is a very, very good literary thriller. It's an important document of its time, of questions about how safe our civility is, how we choose to identify ourselves, and how everything can just disappear overnight. And of course, it has resonance for us in the early 21st century too. Refugees, the rise of far-right ideologies, and increasing racism.
Adrian, thank you very much. Adrian Hardingham from Unity Books Wellington's review, The Passenger by Ulrich Alexander Boschwitz, published by Pushkin Press, $45 for the hardback and $33 for the paperback.